This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, we're calling it a football Friday. There is football tonight. Lions are playing the Falcons. I know Heather can't kick our ass in picks, so not truly a full football Friday. But, John, we have
that season's over.
We have ambitions of much more this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're excited.
Me too.
Not that I've thought about it this offseason.
That trophy sits right over your shoulder, so I see it right now.
Drives me nuts.
We need to add a new name to that this
every
season.
Day
or another name.
I
just
walk
the
in
same
here.
Name.
No, we need to switch it up, Heather.
Yeah. We will.
This hour, we've got the cookie jar. We have a topic that we stumbled into in the final hour of yesterday's show. A lot of meat on that bone. We'll get to that. And I didn't mean it like that. Get your head out of the gutter. And it used to be a fun thing. Who's your tiger? We're going to have Who's Your Tiger to fix this situation coming up at 7:20.
That could be fun, too.
It could be fun. They definitely need someone to inject a little bit of fun into this baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL tonight and the Lions playing, you have these debates in the preseason about, all right, what do I do with my guys? Like last night, Cincinnati rolled out Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Now, Detroit's not going to roll out Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Do you think they should be playing the rookies, John? I'm talking specifically Tate Ratledge and Tyleek Williams.
I've backed off on the whole got to play the veterans. I mean, if our listeners remember 2 years ago, I was adamant that we had to see Goff. We had to see this offensive line. And then they go out and they put together an NFC championship game appearance season. And they started good.
Won the division, all that stuff.
Yeah, last year it was kind of the same thing. So I've backed off on that a little bit. It's very different now because you have more of the inter-squad scrimmages. They're going to scrimmage Miami this coming week, and that's where all the veterans get the real work done. If you're watching the Baltimore game last night, they interviewed Lamar Jackson and talked about the scrimmages that they had with the Colts, all right, and the quality of work that he got in. So there always is going to be that as kind of an underlying tone to who you play in the preseason. For rookies, I don't think I'll ever back off on this, and that is you need to have the experience of playing at this level for a few reasons. One, this is the only, I know they played away for the Hall of Fame game, but that was the fourth of what normally is only three. This is the first of three, but it's their only away game. And no, please save your messages. I know it's not going to be a violent, ruckus environment down in Atlanta. But it is different. You are traveling down there. And yes, they traveled in college football. There's always some tweaks. There's some differences. And you've got to be comfortable going on the road and playing. You've got to be comfortable playing in the NFL. You've got to be able to see things with this offense in these positions. And I think it's even more important for a guy like Tyleek Williams. He played in big environments down at Ohio State. There's no question about it. And same thing with Tate Ratledge at Georgia. Played in national championship games, played in great moments. It's just different. And part of it is you got to be able to play on the road. You got to travel, play on the road. It's a different pace in the NFL. There's a bunch of different stimuli you need to be exposed to. And I don't want that to be week one for rookies. And coaches are even in these scrimmages, are typically standing right behind the huddle. Mm-hmm. And as you come back, they're going to be yelling out, or they may even run into the huddle and tell you, hey, if they line up like this, make sure you watch. Keep an eye on the linebacker. You might get a pinch on this one. Defensive line, hey, you watch this formation. And, you know, this is the situation. Coaches are there, all right? They're not going to be there in the game. You're not going to hear them, you know, yell from the sidelines, watch the pinch! You know, keep an eye on his body. Like, you can't hear that, even if it's a preseason game. So there's not the comfort of being able to have those coaches coach you up from series to series or from play to play.
I want to push back on this, okay? And I respect where you come from. And I actually respect that you've been willing to move with the game, right? Like, you've moved on your position about, hey, yeah, I don't need golf for three preseason games. John, you're right. The practices are where you're going to get specific work. It's where you get to work with Graham Glasgow if I'm Tate Ratledge. It's where I'm going to get to work with Penei Sewell. Those guys aren't going to play in the preseason game. So I question how much they're going to take out of it versus the risk of something happening to a key piece on this offensive line. If I can't run all five out there and build consistency and continuity, I'll do it in practice against the Dolphins. I'll do it in practice against the Titans. And if the concern is they don't start off as hot as they should, I'm okay with that because it's all about how this team finishes. If I'm going to lose a little bit of efficiency and effectiveness in weeks 1, 2, and 3 because Ratledge doesn't play all the preseason games, I'm okay with it because I need him healthy at the end of the season. And if he can't rep with Sewell and if he can't rep with Glasgow, I'm not making a big deal about seeing him. If they choose to play him, great. I hope he stays healthy. But the real test is going to be what he does in joint practices and the regular season. And with Tyleek Williams, I mean, you've said it. I mean, defense is see ball, get ball. Just be healthy, show up in the regular season. He'll get those reps.
Yeah, but there's always little things. It's the little things that make all the difference in the world. And it's not having the awareness where in practice, if you line up as a three technique, but you're supposed to be head up two, that could be the difference of somebody going 90 yards on a run, or you're not getting to, and maybe it's not you not getting to the quarterback. Maybe it's the linebacker doesn't get the quarterback because you didn't line up right.
But I understand
it's all of those different things because in practice, coach is going to yell out, "Hey, 2-eye!" And you're not going to hear that in a game. And
but,
so
but you think but him
it's being,
playing
it's being
in the
able to then come
that.
To the yeah because you then come to the sidelines. They make the corrections, and the coach says, "What were you doing?"
John, and, it's just
and now, yeah, it is trade-offs. And I'm telling you that from my experience playing as a rookie, if I didn't have those rookie starts in the preseason, we played Tampa Bay, and I was able to pick. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I picked up a Tampa 2 blitz because, and I left Simeon Rice on the edge because the most dangerous was this safety coming in. And to me, that experience of having the success of seeing that, I don't know if I would have seen it week one because you get to week one, now everything is real. Everything is fast. Everything is different. And if you make that mistake in week one and you get your quarterback killed, now all of a sudden you're looking back going, boy, if we could have had just that experience. And maybe you get it, maybe you don't, but well, I'd rather have the risk of, because you could get hurt at practice.
You can.
Just the same as you could get hurt but in the series or two that you're playing.
But at least in practice, I'm prepping and repping next to Penei Sewell and Graham Glasgow. I'm getting the
That's
continuity and working with my center and my tackle.
There is great value in that. I get that.
So it's worth the risk in that situation. It's not worth the risk to face, and John, I'll note something from your story. You went against Simeon Rice. Simeon Rice is not playing opposite Tate Ratledge. Nobody of significance is going to play opposite Tate Ratledge. So now I'm putting him out there and he ends up in a pile and I'm going, for what? Not to practice next to his guys and not to play against the best. And he's also probably not seeing complex blitzes. He's probably not seeing even a Tampa 2 blitz. It's
no,
vanilla. So why am I putting him out there?
Because, and this is why I say it's even more important for the guys in the trenches, because there is individual work that you can get done. And it's being able to make those adjustments on the field when the coach isn't there. If you get beat on a play, and maybe you don't get your quarterback hit, and it's not going to be Jared Goff, but it'll be Hooker, and completely two different styles. But then all of a sudden, you can make that adjustment in your head. Well, if it was Goff back there, and he didn't have the mobility of a Hendon Hooker, that's a sack. And now I can go back to the line of scrimmage on the next play. I've got to make adjustments. And if I get beat in that environment on TV in front of whatever crowd is there or not there, now I've got to find a way to go out there, forget about that, and move on to the next play. There are certain lessons that you need to learn as a rookie. And it's not that you learn them all in the preseason, because you're just not. Because you mentioned it, like, you're not going to be going against defense one.
No.
But you got to learn those so that you're not learning them in week one, in week two. You go back to 2 years ago. Do you think there were some lessons that some of the young guys could have learned, even the team, and not lost in week two to Seattle?
Or last year to Tampa.
But I'm okay with,
again, you never want to concede anything, and I'm not conceding games. I'm okay being a half step slow in week two if it means keeping these guys healthy, because it's really not about a slow start for the Lions. It's just not.
I don't want to take that risk.
Okay. Like I said, it's, you got to choose.
Right. And so I'm not going to sit here and if Dan decides, you know, hey, we're not going to play Ratledge, we're not going to play Tyleek Williams, we're not going to play Mahogany, I'm not going to show up on Monday morning and crucify him for it. And same thing after week one. But there are, I just believe as a rookie, there are just some steps that you have to take to be ready for an NFL season.
How much does it matter if they start with two division teams?
I mean, that's the other factor that thank you for bringing that up, because you're on the road to Green Bay to start this season.
Yep.
And you better be down and dirty right away, because if you lose one of those games and you look back and you go, boy, if we were just a little bit more ready, you get to the end of the season and think that one game may have decided the division.
248-539-9797. Cookie jar's coming up at 7:35. The third date rule will wrap up the hour. Mixed response. We will also talk Tiger baseball coming up next. Who's your Tiger to fix this? It's 97.1.
Injury attorney David Feminino is the guy you want to call if you're ever hurt in an accident. But what he really wants is for all of us to be safe and prevent some of those accidents. He knows how tragic accidents can be. That's why he started David's Driving Edge, to spread awareness about distracted driving and help us with all the tips that he has learned and he has witnessed to be better prepared on the road. If we can prevent accidents before they happen, that's the real win. Learn more at getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge. That's getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You remember the Who's Your Tiger campaign? They used to do this. Heather, you remember? You're at the ballpark all those years.
Oh, I remember. That was always a question I asked the fans.
Yeah.
Who's your tiger?
And what kind of answers would you get?
Well, the kids would say pause, which is always cute. And I remember one kid, this was during Verlander's days, it was confusing with Justin Timberlake and Justin Verlander, and it was the cutest thing.
Timberlander?
Oh, that's what it was. Justin Timberland. It was adorable. I'm thinking of all the kids. I love the kids.
Yes.
But you'd get people who'd say, JV must see JV, or Miggy's my guy, yeah. Prince Fielder eating the nachos, whoever, Brandon Inge had a cult-like following. Who's your tiger? And it evokes these joyful memories. We want to know from you guys, not who your favorite tiger is. Who's your tiger to fix what ails this team right now? And we understand it's every single position group. It's pitching, both starting and relieving. It's getting a big at-bat from a big guy. But if, John, we ask you to come up with one, start with just one, and we'll get to a bunch more.
Let's remember that we said one.
One.
Mr. Cookies.
Tiger. To fix this, who's your tiger?
I'm going to go with the most obvious. It's the all-star for 2 years. It's Riley Green. He is just needs to be more consistent. And I know we enjoy the fact that he's leading the team in home runs and he's got the OPS over the course of the season, but that needs to be him in the month of August, September, and October. And you can have these, you know, ups and downs, but when you get to the most important time of the year, and for baseball, it is definitely late August, September, and October, you need to be the all-star. You need to be the guy that gets up there, and hey, if a pitcher has a no-hitter going into the fourth inning, you're up at plate, it's the second time you see him, you got to rake. It's starting off in that first inning of just simply getting on base, making contact, and if it's a single, that's fine. Like, don't always worry about the long ball, hitting the home run. It could be a sac fly. Like, making contact, don't strike out when there's somebody on third base.
I mean, AJ both called him and the team out about that. Stop swinging for the fences. And those are uncompetitive at-bats when you strike out as often as Riley Green does.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm going to go Matt Vierling.
Okay.
He's not at 100 at-bats yet. He's a righty that they need a righty to step up. They didn't trade for one. Fine. Okay, fine. You've got McDonald's at home. It's got to be Vierling. He has to step up. He can play outfield. He can play infield. He is one of these demons on the base paths, and he does make their lineup longer. He can bat near the top of the order when he's actually clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Vierling's the tiger that has to step up. Tom, who's your tiger?
Sorry. Casey Mize. I think it's him. Look, Riley Green has to be an all-star, okay? But beyond Green, Casey Mize needs to be the two. You have to have a two emerge, and I think he's the best candidate. He's got the best numbers of the other guys, and he hasn't been good in July. And you've got to have another starter step up and save this bullpen to not being used so much. Like, that's the key to me. If he can pitch, he doesn't need to pitch like he did in Cleveland. That was his last really good start about a month ago. That was elite, okay? I don't need him to be elite, but I need to be a number two. Be the guy you drafted.
Right, and it's not have the lapse, because if you look at the last start, for 66 pitches or 65 pitches, he was actually really good. But you have these lapses where the splitter hangs up there, and then it's, you know, 20 rows deep in left field. Like, you can't have those three pitches where all of a sudden, hey, thankfully nobody was on base. They were ended up to win that game. But if there's somebody on base, now all of a sudden it's a two-run shot. It's a three-run shot. And you can't come back from that.
Tom said help the bullpen with a starter. Honorable mention would be Holton in that bullpen.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's kind of the flex piece they could use as an opener in a playoff game. They could use him sixth, seventh, bulk guy, lefty. Holton was so good last year, has not been that guy this year. Ticket texters. Who's your Tiger? Javi Baez. He needs to be the fix. Yeah, he's been brutal since the start of July.
Yeah.
If Torque can get red hot again, he would help fix things. That's the Tiger. Riley Green has to be my Tiger. He's the one that can get him out of this slump and start winning again. They started losing when he really took a nosedive. Who's my Tiger? Torkelson. That's Ben in Whitmore Lake. Finnegan and Vest is a 1-2 punch. Need to be locked down. Finnegan is the most underrated trade they made. That's my Tiger. My Tiger is Cookies. If he would rescind his guarantee, the Tigers will win this division. I don't know if he needs to consult with Jobu. Major League reference.
Yes.
But needs to do something. Something must be done. Phil in Detroit. Let's get to Jason in Royal Oak. Jason, who's your Tiger?
Hey, guys. Jack Flaherty is my Tiger that we need to fix. I don't know if anyone said that yet. But we are going to totally need him in the playoffs. It's imperative. And I was hoping that he was already fixed after, like, what, his last three starts? But not his last start. You know, his last start was terrible. And I'm very concerned if we don't have Jack Flaherty, at least at like 75% of how he used to be able to perform, things are going to be bad. Take care. Go Tigers. Bye.
Thanks, Jason. It's the same argument with Mize. It could be Flaherty. Someone's got to be that number two.
Yeah. And you have to have, okay, if you're going to pencil in a win for Skubal.
Yeah. Better be tonight.
Yeah. But you got to have that second and even third guy. So I normally wouldn't say I would agree with Tom with Mize for a pitcher because it's only one every 5 days, but you got to pair somebody with Skubal. Flaherty, same thing.
One becomes two, two becomes three, and now all of a sudden you're in a much better spot.
And just before we get the news, I will say in regards to Torque heating up, like his month of July, he's batting 270.
He's actually hit pretty well.
In the month of August to this point, 290.
Yeah, he's hit pretty well.
And so that's the path that you want to see these other guys, because you go back to the beginning of the season and in April, he hit 213. In May, 237. It's going the right direction. June was a tough month at 207. But then when you need him the most, 270, 292 through August, like that's where the path that you need to see Vierling, Green, all of these guys follow.
One more text, Chris Fetter.
Yeah. I could be.
Unlock a whole bunch of these dudes. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
A Shelby Township police officer will not face charges for fatally shooting a Troy man after a traffic stop in June. So the incident unfolded on June 3rd on Van Dyke after the officer initiated a traffic stop. The driver, Thomas Jackson, fled the scene on foot, and obviously the officer pursued him. During that pursuit, Jackson was shot by the officer. And after the, I mean, there's a lot more to the story, right? They did use a taser that didn't seem to work. The driver did have a gun on him as well. So there was a weapon involved. The Macomb County Prosecutor's Office reviewed the incident, concluded that the shooting was justified. The prosecutor's office basically said that the officer had a duty to protect himself and others. Like I said, he did have a weapon. He was failing to comply with the officer's orders to drop said weapon. Now, the family of Thomas Jackson have retained an attorney and are expected to file a civil lawsuit. If Malik Beasley does happen to return to the Pistons next season, he's going to have to find a new place to live, you guys, because he doesn't have an apartment to go back to.
And we got extra room to rent?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know.
He won't pay rent.
Yeah. Just give away a room. Because on Wednesday, he was evicted from his high-rise apartment in Detroit after failing to pay rent. So he's been sued twice for not paying a total of $21,500 in rent. And the eviction and rent is just the latest in a series of legal issues, right? He's currently the subject of an FBI investigation related to suspicious betting activity. Plus, he's got more money problems, right? He's, failed to pay a celebrity barber, a lender, a marketing firm, and a dentist. Now, despite all of that, he does insist that he will be playing in the NBA next season, whether it's with the Pistons or with another team.
Well, he needs to. Yeah.
Say it again, boys. So we might now know who's behind the sex toys that have been thrown onto the court during multiple WNBA games. Yeah. So there is a group of crypto traders who claim that they're behind the prank, and they say there's more pranks coming. We're going to see more of these sex toys. I don't know if it's always going to be at WNBA games or if it's going to be at other games. And they do say, hey, we're not targeting the WNBA or women's sports. We're just doing
That's
this just because you get attention.
Where it's happened.
I know.
Do you believe that they're behind this, or are they just trying to take credit for it?
I don't know, because they've launched like a meme coin related to what you're seeing on the court. They say it's intended to be lighthearted and a joke. They say they launched that in late July.
Because I haven't seen any at like baseball games.
No.
No.
Seems to always be a WNBA
games. Well, it's harder
games.
To get them onto the field
with
at
the
a baseball
netting.
Game. It's got netting. You got to have a good arch,
Or it would have to be coming from the outfield.
Yeah. Or that it could be, which wouldn't be that difficult to do.
Right.
I don't know. But two
headline.
People have been arrested.
Can you still bet on the color?
I don't know if that was ever real, but if it is, green would be at this point, they've all been green.
It would be green based off of what these crypto guys are saying, because
it's their calling card.
The meme coin that they created
is green.
Okay. Yes. I guess that's the news.
That's the news for now. We'll have more news next hour. Coming up next, it's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Hey, summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka, or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Cookie Jar, it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Current debate raging online right now. What are the big four American cities?
Heather, you want to start us off?
This is a debate raging online.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Well, I think the three for me are easy.
Sure.
New York, LA, Chicago is what I would say are the three biggest. So then it's the fourth. What do you consider that?
Doesn't have to be population. Could
I know,
be cultural.
But my head goes to population. So I think Houston.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say. Those are my top four.
John.
All right. So we have three similar.
Okay.
One of them is not Chicago.
Oh.
Okay.
And so I would say LA, New York City.
Sure.
And some of it is just industry. Some of it's, you know, some of it is population. Population, you know, drives that industry. Houston.
Yes.
Along with you, and been to Houston, and it's unbelievable. It's also location. It's close to Galveston and the Bay and everything. But my number four is Philly.
Why Philly?
Philly's good, too. I like Philly.
Philly's good.
I didn't think Stoney was on the show anymore.
Yeah, phenomenal food and a lot of great sporting events. Even if it's not, we're not talking about the sports teams, but some of the great sporting events happen in Philly. That's where the Army-Navy game should be every single year. They should just make it home for Army-Navy. But I think Philly is definitely one of those.
I went New York, LA, obviously. Chicago, that is the capital
Chicago
of the Midwest.
Chicago used to be, but no, not anymore.
And then I went Atlanta, the capital of the South, essentially, right?
Yeah.
I've never really been there.
I get
which
Atlanta.
Is maybe why. I get it, too.
I think Atlanta's a good pick. I went with the three obvious ones. I don't care what John says. Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, and I went with Dallas. When you think of Texas, biggest state in the union, you think of Dallas as the primary city in that state. So I went Dallas as number four.
New York, Chicago, Philly, and Boston. You can leave LA off the list. I'm not picking any city from the Republic.
Oh, come on.
I found LA the one time I was there just kind of meh. I don't get caught up in the Hollywood stuff, really.
It's a huge cultural hub.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun things you can do in L.A., even if you're just visiting, which is kind
how
of
you
the
like
thing
to do.
Yeah.
East Coast honk, Gov Milliken.
Yeah, that's the Stoney in me.
Yeah.
Boston's great.
It is.
Yeah. Boston and Atlanta were very close to me. Chicago, if you have been to Chicago in the last, I don't know, couple of years, Chicago is not what it used to be at all. It's not even close.
I'll note, nobody said Detroit. Detroit versus everybody.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Now that was the Homer test, and we all passed.
Yeah.
You can only order one at restaurants for the rest of your life: the appetizers or the dessert.
Not even close. Dessert. It is, and in fact, if you gave me the main course, appetizers or dessert, and I could only order one the rest of my life, it is dessert.
I'm going with the apps. I could order apps for dinner every single time I go out and feel satisfied, full, content. I rarely order dessert. I did think dessert maybe, but no, I never order dessert when I'm out.
I'm going with apps just based on usage because I typically order apps more than I order dessert.
Yes.
Appetizers. And I don't have a sweet tooth either, so I'm biased because of that.
I've got a giant sweet tooth, obviously.
So do I. Give me a chocolate layer cake at the end of dinner. Dessert.
Yeah, dessert, ice cream, a la mode, everything. Yeah.
How about those cookie skillets?
Warm chocolate chip cookies.
No surprise, your name is Cookies.
Oh.
And Ndamukong Suh was at Lions practice this week. Some people look back and think, what if he had stayed? What is the best Detroit sports what if?
So I'm going to go selfishly on this one.
What if they drafted you?
What if I had been drafted in Detroit? And it's, what would I have been able to do for this team? Maybe nothing. But what would it have meant for my life, having been drafted in Detroit? And every time I look back on it, and I always think, what would be different if I had been drafted in Detroit?
Greg?
The block was clean. I would like to see Trey Burke's block in the national title game against Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Called a block and not a foul, getting Michigan the ball, down three with 5 minutes left. Hey, and if Louisville still wins the game, I will be okay with it, but I want to see the last 5 minutes of that game.
That's a good one, Greg. I'm torn between the limo crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what Vladdy and Lidstrom would have been able to do. And then you don't trade for Chelios, probably. Again, it's the effect on the roster. But
yeah. How many more cups? Because they won the next year, and they would win in 0-2 as well. How many more cups?
I think
cups?
At least one more.
Okay.
And then I will honorable mention to Rashid staying on Ori.
I went with the 0-4 draft. You take Carmelo instead of Darko. You'd probably win more than one title in that stretch.
Could.
So nobody picked the pass interference in Dallas.
Nobody did. Nobody picked, what if Wayne Gretzky was a Red Wing? Oh. Nobody picked, what if Harbaugh has to play Ohio State in the COVID year and gets fired? Nobody had that either.
What if our GMs make savvy moves at deadlines?
Okay, where's the smarm alarm?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
The next question, enough of that. What sports superpower would you want? Example, hit bombs like Judge, shoot threes like Steph. What would you want?
I think this one is easy. I know you put it in as an example, but hitting the home run, and if that's your superpower, it's everything that goes with it, right? Every time you get up to the plate, it's the anticipation. Is he going to go yard? And then boom, it's the bat flip. It's the home run trot. It's the walk-off celebrations. That's your superpower. Plus, hitting a baseball, I think, is still the hardest skill of any professional sport. So if you've mastered it and you've mastered the long ball, plus, chicks dig it.
Heather?
Well, I took this a little differently is what sports superpower I would want. I would want to have the strength of one of those strong men in the strong men competitions because I want to carry both kids, all my groceries into the house at one time and only make one
mom
trip
strength.
From the car.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
You want mom strength.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And a 50-pound medicine ball.
Sure. Why not? Throw that in there too.
This is a great question. I would go with Luka Doncic's court awareness ability, just the ability to know without looking where the other nine players on the court are, and it can be applied in everyday life, knowing where everybody is in a certain situation, in an environment.
His proprioception, just the ability to know where everything is around you.
Tom?
Be a shutdown closer in baseball with 100-mile-per-hour heat.
You versus Jansen.
I want to come out. Uh-huh. I want the intro.
Yeah, there you
come
go.
Come on,
yeah.
Let's go.
We just saw the fastest pitch that was just hit for a home run. Was it 103.9? So let's call it 104.
Yep.
It was just hit for a home run. Game on.
I said shoot like Steph. I mean, to be open no matter where you are on the floor, and that skill set alone gets you an NBA gig.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to do anything else. You don't have to play defense. You don't have to dribble the ball. You don't have to know how to do anything else.
Hey, Duncan Robinson got 90 mil.
I know.
Tigers play the Angels, who are from California.
Yeah.
What's the best thing to come from the state of California? Can't wait for Gov's answer. John, right. Go ahead.
Yes. Again, this one is pretty easy for me. It's my wife.
Aww. I mean, I got to say either Hollywood, right? Like
movies?
Yeah. Or national parks, Yosemite.
They have a bunch of them.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
His name's on the studio, homies. Jamie Samuelson.
Oh, there you go.
Greg wins. I'm going to contradict myself, you might think, but I would say Hollywood in the movies. But I still don't like the city of L.A.
I went with John's wife, too. No, I'm going Hollywood. Well,
yeah. Where's the banana bread?
the movie industry was my answer. I don't need to get strangled. Lions are in Atlanta. The best thing from Georgia is.
Go ahead, Heather.
Peaches. I've never been there. Julia Roberts is from Georgia.
Oh, Steel Magnolias.
Sure.
Yeah. No. I think the best thing, and this will go into something that I've said. I don't know. Was it? Cookies, I think you were here when I said this. The Vidalia onion.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The Vidalia onion. I can't wait. Every year, they are the number one producer of Vidalia onions. And I wait until summer. When I know when summer is here, when I hear Dan Dickerson, and I get to see Vidalia onions in the grocery store. They are magnificent.
Can you eat an onion raw?
Oh, like, yeah. I've said this before. I'll sit down and eat it like an apple.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
my great-grandma would do that.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
A very appropriate place for it. Atlanta is a great melting pot of college football.
Yes.
Come on, it's the Masters. It's Augusta National.
Have you seen the damage?
It's like painted. It looks like it's painted.
Yeah, I get with you. And Greg, College Football Hall of Fame was actually on my list until I went with Vidalia Onions. But the Masters, have you seen the damage that's been done with some of the rain that they've had down there?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. It is unbelievable what they have to do to get it ready for next year's Masters.
Can I change my answer? Jimmy Powers. I get that raise.
So I dug a little deeper, like peaches, the onions, Coca-Cola. The man who was credited for inventing air conditioning was a doctor in Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
Love me some air conditioning.
As long as it works for you.
Go with the AC. There's your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. It's 97.1. Some of your reaction to the cookie jar, and then we'll get into the three date rule, something we stumbled into yesterday at the end of the show in news. Wouldn't have been right to only give it 5 minutes of airtime. So we'll get to it. Texters, Detroit sports what ifs. What if Michigan played Nebraska for the national title in 97?
Yeah, I can answer that one.
What if the Tigers didn't lose Max Scherzer? Another couple cracks at the World Series. Maybe they actually break through with JV and company. Says, I would have loved to see what would have happened had they called pass interference on the Pettigrew penalty in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
What if Big Poppy doesn't hit that grand slam in 2013 off Benoit?
I had somebody text me that's the phantom call against Lambeer.
The Kareem phantom foul. And that would have been the first of a three-peat because they won the next two.
Right.
Do they still get the three-peat if they already have the one? I don't know. Texter says, I'd like to think so. What if the 49ers don't get their fluke reception off the visor of Kendall Vildor in the NFC title game? Mm-hmm. That's Jeff in Sterling Heights.
Or if Jameer Gibbs doesn't fumble.
Or Josh Reynolds catches the ball. The ball. Three in that game.
Say something about the Lambeer thing. Dantley was still on the team. And would they have then made the Aguirre trade? Because we came later to know that Dantley and Isaiah was a cancer. Maybe there's an implosion. Just saying.
Another vote for what if Vildor had picked off that pass, Dan in New Haven. What if Hutch didn't get injured last season? I don't know if he alone swings the injuries they had, and I don't know if they win the Super Bowl, but it is a what if. What if Babcock didn't ruin the Red Wings? How many more cups would we have had? I mean, some of that is what if Franzen had stayed healthy? Cookies, you're crazy. If we took Carmelo, that would have meant no Rashid. See, I've heard this argument, and why not both? Why couldn't you have traded for Rashid Wallace with Carmelo Anthony? That team had no scoring. Well, Carmelo would have been instant offense. And I would contend if he had been brought up in that culture with Larry Brown and those vets, he would also play a little bit of defense too. I mean, you're a product of your environment too.
Maybe, yeah.
How does no one pick Miami for one of the great American cities? I think if you were looking at this from like outside the U.S., you'd think, oh, like Latin American flavor, nightlife, the colors, the vibrance of Miami.
And I'm not going to argue anybody that says that's got to be in the conversation. I just, again, personal preference. Been to Miami a couple of times and it's just...
not your thing?
Awful.
Heather, the peaches in Georgia are definitely not the best. South Carolina and California have better peaches.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I know the
Georgia's famous
peaches.
For it. Yeah. They got a better PR campaign.
They do. And in my experience living in Virginia, close to the West Virginia border, West Virginia has some phenomenal peaches. You want to talk about just flavor and juice. It was unbelievable.
John, I went to the state fair in Georgia about 10 years ago and had to drive through the Vidalia area. They were harvesting the onions, and I've never seen anything as crazy as the way they do that.
Oh, man. Vidalia onions are so good. There's, especially if you like the shore lunch and you're frying up some walleye, you're frying up some potatoes, Vidalia onion just mixed in with everything is good. Man, I mean...
People are also calling you a softy for saying your wife's the best thing out of California, getting those brownie points today.
Well, there's nothing else that really comes out of California. Yeah. I mean,
okay. Whole movie industry, blue jeans, iPhones, beaches, national parks.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of your favorite politicians. vote for strip clubs out of Georgia.
Strip clubs.
Oh, strip clubs. Oh. They're infamous or famous, depending on your preference.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Got strip clubs here. Just go down Michigan Avenue.
Sure.
Not like they have in Georgia, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. So this came up in the news yesterday. This was from Travis Kelce. This is like audio from years ago.
This is from 2016. He was asked during Watch What Happened Live. What Happens Live. I don't know about his dating preferences or his dating deal breakers.
Everything in his life prior to dating Taylor Swift will be dug up at some point. And this is just now the 2016 digging.
So if we could play it for people, and then we'll get the conversation that it created. And you could see where he was going.
And he goes on and on and on.
So this came up in the news, and I said, well, it's the 3-date rule. And you guys had never heard of this.
No.
Mm-mm.
And then I put a Twitter poll yesterday up, and 55% of people said they had never heard of the 3-date rule.
Yeah.
So we want to know, did you know about it? And what do you think of it? Is it the expectation? Is it the norm?
And is it really a deal breaker? Like, that's the deal breaker. If you're not in bed with this woman you're dating by the third date, it's done. She's out. You're on to the next. That's crazy to me.
So I think some of this is reinforced by like rom-coms and movies and like pop culture. I don't believe that everybody follows this, first of all. But the thought process is you want the passion to be there. And by the third date, if you're not physically there, there's a chemistry issue.
Well, I think you can still physically be there. You could feel that you want to be there by the third date, but I do think that...
So then why hold off? If you guys are both two consenting adults that are feeling each other...
Because I'll look at it from the other perspective, is if she's trying to hop in bed by the third date, I'm like, well, how many times has she done this before? Like, I'm not really sure that that's a personality trait that I'm looking for.
To me, it all depends on what you're looking for out of this person you're dating.
Yeah.
If you're trying to jump in bed with them the first night, second night, third night, most likely, in my mind, you're not looking for this long-term serious relationship. If that's what you're looking for, I think you go and you really get to know somebody. You make sure that there's way more there than just this physical chemistry. While that is very important as well in a relationship, I don't think that that should be the very first thing that happens.
I don't think that makes it the basis of it if you sleep with someone on the third date. I don't think it reduces your relationship at that point.
It doesn't necessarily, but in my mind, 3 dates, when you said that, is very, very fast.
I wonder how much of this is...
Especially if you're going from, hey, let's meet at a coffee shop. Like, if the girl doesn't even want you to pick them up and know where they live yet...
First dates are typically public place, feel it out.
You're going from public place... on first date to
home base by the
home. Yeah. I mean, you're hitting a home run by the third date.
It also
depends. That's some extra base power.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a home run swinger right there.
It all depends at where you are in your life too. And what you're like, what I said, what you're looking for out of a relationship.
I also think you were traumatized as a father of 3 daughters when this came up yesterday.
Who are not all, but at least a couple of them
are
old enough to date. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if,
and some of them have already been on 3 dates, I would imagine.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to now reevaluate how I send them off into the evening on third date. Like, hey, Lucy, go to the car. I need to talk to this young man here for a second.
And I wonder if this 3-rule date rule is a rule that, is it just men know this rule, or is this a rule that women
are aware of or follow?
Too?
Yeah.
Well, you should never feel pressured.
Well, now people are going to
that's when you stand up for what you are comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable doing that on the third date, you don't. And if the guy doesn't get it, he doesn't get it, and you move on.
I'm so glad I never knew about this when I was dating, that this was what was expected of me on the third date. I had no idea. I didn't know this was a thing, and I'm so glad I didn't.
Are you hearing about this for the first time? What's your reaction to it? If you are in the dating world right now, I wonder how much of this is like the app culture.
Yeah, it is. Is this real? Like, would you dump somebody after a third date if it doesn't end?
They don't
with
put
sex.
Out. Yeah. 248-539-9797. A lot to unpack here. We stumbled into this yesterday. We'll talk plenty of Lions, plenty of Tigers. Amik Robertson at 835. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.